This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Right back in your ear here on 96.5 The Fan. Damn glad to have you. If you're on the YouTube page, subscribe. That way you don't have to scroll, look around for you. You can just go right on there. Boom. Top of the screen. No scrolling. Just there. Hello, world. Wherever you're listening, wherever you're watching, tell somebody about it. Do what Carrington says. Tell a friend. They'll tell a friend. They could like it. Subscribe it. Download the page. Odyssey app. Do whatever you got to do. Whether you're in Arkansas, whether you're in California, Texas, Kansas City, Missouri, Florida, wherever the hell you are, St. Louis. The Tokyo Series in the Tokyo Dome, Chicago and the Dodgers. Dodgers leading 3-1. Yes, Shohei Ohtani does have a hit. I believe he might have two. But nobody knows because the game started at 5 o'clock Central Time. So unless you are a freak, you got up early and started watching the Tokyo Dome Express.
You think Bob's up? You think Bob's watching it?
Yes, of course.
Of course he is.
And it's what? 5 o'clock where he's at, so he got up at 3.
Is that true? It's 2 hour difference. Yeah.
Oh, he's on the West Coast, isn't he? He's at the Grand Canyon.
He said this thing is grand.
Classic.
It's so classic. Dad jokes.
Right. But no, I think that what we talked about going into the break, it's a pretty important draft for Brett Veach.
Yeah, man.
Obviously, you have somewhat of a restructured offensive line. You have tagged and now having discussions long-term, I think, with Trey Smith. You still have Juwan Taylor for another year. False start, 74 offense. You've got Creed Humphrey obviously locked up for a while.
Yep.
You're moving Kingsley Suamataia to left guard. You lose Tooney, which is tough.
It's tough, man. Right? Best guard in the game.
But you weren't paying him for 3 years later. They're getting him this year in Chicago. Maybe next year he's decent. But you weren't going to pay a guy like that at that age that long
for
that much money. And then left tackle, you went and got more from San Francisco, who backed up Trent Williams. Still unknown. I don't know if there's enough there to know how I truly feel about that.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I think it's fair to be like, are we still screwed? Because, again, I don't know if you can go all the way again with a patch-up job. Now, here's where we might sound contradicting to what other people will say, because they're running it back with essentially the same team. Why are we complaining about that when they went 15-2? And they will obviously have Rashee Rice back this year, who seems to be doing everything that he can to get back to top-tier shape. Said he was just starting to hit the ground running with Pat, and that they were on the same connection, he and Mahomes last year in the first 3.5 games. And obviously,
it was going to be a breakout season.
He was having a ball in season start.
He was so good.
What was he, like number two behind Nico at the time in receiving yards?
In receiving yards? He was number one in Yak?
Yeah, and obviously that would have gotten surpassed by Ja'Marr Chase,
who
went on an ungodly
his yak
run
numbers
in there.
Dumb. Yeah,
so that's back. Worthy has another year under his belt. They brought back Juju, but again, this draft to me is similar to what they had need to hit when they had the draft where they got McDuffie, Karloftis, Cook, Chennault, all those guys.
Yeah,
because everything they've seemingly done in the offseason outside of Nick Bolton and brought in the kid from Los Angeles.
Christian Fulton. Yep.
Everything else has been offensive. And it's been familiar names outside of Moore.
Well, they did that Jerry Taylor-y, but that was a smaller. But yeah,
defensive
you're right.
line. Yeah. But I mean, Trey Smith, you're moving Kingsley over. You signed Moore. You brought back Kareem Hunt. You got Elijah Mitchell. You brought back Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yep.
You're obviously bringing back Rice and Worthy, and Travis Kelce comes back. So it seems very like you're trusting what your offense is because you know who your quarterback is. Now, a lot of people like you and Binkley and Unicero who do the Character Concerns podcast, make sure you check that out on Wednesdays. And Binkley will join us Wednesday at 6:45. But it seems like this is a draft where he's going to, once again, use his resources and maybe go after defensive names. Defensive linemen in the first two rounds. One of those picks is probably going to be a defensive lineman. Do you go get a corner? You saw the Stingley contract yesterday. Rises questions about Trent McDuffie. Is he long-term? Is he family? Is he in what they call the circle of trust on the drive? Mm-hmm. Is he going to be part of that future? My conscience and my gut tells me yes, because I think Trent McDuffie is generational. I know that might be a hot take, but from what he's shown in his first, 4 years in the NFL, been pretty good.
Pretty damn good.
Pretty good. Or 3 years
three
in the
seasons,
NFL.
Yep.
Two Super Bowls, very vital piece, had luxurious need for two of them.
Mm-hmm.
The one without him, obviously it wasn't his fault they lost Super Bowl, but he was without luxurious, still went to the Super Bowl, had probably one of his best defensive years of the year. First year he ever had two interceptions, first year he ever had an interception. Remember using the TV in Cleveland to make sure you could track it down?
Heck yeah.
Cheating. But this seems like a draft where Veach is going to have to find valuable pieces that are going to be ready to hit the ground running, like a Carl Loftus, like a Chenault, like a McDuffie, because there's a lot of things. We give Cincinnati a bunch of crap, signing all those offensive players. What's their defense going to look like? They have to hit in the draft. So I think this is a very important draft for Brett Veach.
I mean, have we entered a season with more question marks and more places in this Chiefs era? I don't know. I think the one answer would be after the Tampa Bay. But those,
coincidence?
I think not.
Yeah,
but those questions were pretty much immediately answered because Veach said,
Tooney.
Here's Tooney. We're going to draft Smith. We're going to draft Creed Humphrey. Here's Juwan Taylor. You know, here's Orlando Brown. Like, we are spending the money. We're drafting high. And you were kind of like, well, Trey Smith was a 6th-round pick, but you knew he was supposed to be a first or a second. That was a steal. So kind of like, okay, we've addressed it. This, it doesn't feel as much as we've attacked the needs. Like you mentioned, the questions on the offensive line. I think it's completely fair to say, if you're skeptical, that's okay. If you're sitting here going, yeah, the Chiefs offensive line, I've got no worries about it. Yeah, you're kind of lying to yourself because the left tackle they just signed has 12 starts over the last like 4 seasons. So
it'd be the same thing if you're like, yeah, Anthony Richardson can start in the NFL. He had 8 starts at Florida.
Yeah, he's great. He's good to go. It's like, all right, man, well, you don't know that.
No, there's a bunch of questions.
Yeah, a bunch of question marks there. And I just look at the last two drafts for Brett Veach. They haven't been bad, but if you hold them up to that standard of 2022, which isn't fair.
That's his best draft ever.
One of the best drafts of all time, I would
Whoa.
Go out and say. Okay. Well, if you're drafting multiple All-Pro players, it's pretty incredible. I'd like to do some research. I'm sure there's some better ones, but I would put it up there. It's an incredible, incredible all-time draft. You look at these last two at his pure hits. Now we're just a year removed from the last year, so who knows about a Jared Wiley who hasn't even yet played yet. Kingsley Sumatia, too early to tell, but so far you look at this and it's like, okay, it's Xavier, it's Rashee Rice, and Shamari Connor's been a nice depth piece. But they're going to need some serious firepower coming up in this draft because a lot of one-year deals, a couple older players right now for the Chiefs, they got to get younger. I wouldn't call this a rebuild, but this is a retooling year for Kansas City. And the second, or I would call the third chapter of this dynasty, really relies on, okay, Veach, let's go. This next month is massive for the next 5 years of this franchise.
Plus, everybody around you is getting better. Everyone's tired of seeing you win.
Yeah, man.
And I get it. 15-2 in the regular season last year. You could call it 15-1. They're bringing essentially the same team back. Everybody says, well, they don't have a lot of money, so they go get pieces that they know they trust and that are cheap. Kareem Hunt, Elijah Mitchell missed a whole year. Flyer seems like a total Brett Veach move. You bring back your offensive line somewhat to protect your quarterback, who, with as long as he's on the field and doing what he can do comfortably, you would think. And, who's to say that, new cut Mahomes doesn't come out and live on a scorched earth mentality?
Hell yes.
Which I think that's the reason why, you look at what the offensive's done and what they want to do. Kelce and Mahomes, probably, hey, let's just, we can bring Kareem back. We saw what he could do last year. We're not asking him to be, the guy, not the bell cow. But again, there's still questions about Isaiah Pacheco. What do we always see in a contract year from a running back? High production. Me against the world.
Yep.
because
feed him the ball.
Probably not going to get a contract here.
Exactly.
But could go get a contract elsewhere. Right. So, I mean, there's that sort of question as well. But again, I'm with you. I think this is a huge year for Brett Veach to really nail it in the draft because of what it could be.
Yeah.
In the past, what it's done last year, Xavier, Kingsley, Wiley, Hicks, now Nozard. I don't know who Kamal Hayden is. And then CJ Hansen.
Yeah. A couple of guys in the sixth and seventh who I'm not super familiar with yet, but again, could come up and be part of this. I think you brought up a really good point about running it back and 15-2 team and all those things are true. I think the people who are pessimistic, and I could be maybe on that side about running it back, let's be clear. This team isn't running it back because Rashee Rice, as you mentioned, is going to be there. And you're right. Adding a top 10 statistical receiver. I'm not going to say overall, but I think statistically, Rashee Rice could be a top 10 receiver next season. And Xavier Worthy, it's not running it back. Because Xavier Worthy, weeks 1 through 8 versus weeks 9 through 17, completely different player.
Right.
We're about to get a completely different player in Xavier Worthy, not to mention Isaiah Pacheco back. So it's not exactly running it back, but I don't also want to be on that other side of 15-2. No matter, no worries. That 15-2 team, there were some struggles there for a couple weeks. There were some ugly games, ugly wins, grinding it out. If you replay that season with those injuries, I don't think it's a 15-2 season.
And now that you can look at it with the, you know, the microscope taken out of the zoom, blocked field goal, guy snaps the ball.
Yep.
Which, again, those are wins.
Those are wins.
But those don't come very often that way for you. The quarter just flipped on your side.
Yes, exactly.
Again, that happened in the Tampa Bay game. We saw Baker's reaction. 100%. Another win.
100%.
Came back and beat Carolina in an overtime win. Mm-hmm. So you had those games that, you know, maybe the other season, they don't go your way. They happen to go their way this past year.
This past year.
But can they continue to have that trend? And also, can Patrick Mahomes just be this guy?
Who's the man of the game? You guessed it. Why not? Who knows? I do. Never talked to me about before. This guy is me. That's how I know you know.
Justin Reed was on my lady's show up in Adams, and he said he almost went to Philadelphia. What my one word is to describe that move. On the other side, as we do one word on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Don't look now, Mac. You can bet it if you want. Plus 1,100. Shohei Ohtani is on the on-deck circle. It is the bottom of the eighth. I'm sorry, the top of the eighth. So he should have one more at bat. Exact result in his fifth plate appearance. Shohei Ohtani home run plus 1,100.
Woo! Well, he has two hits today?
I believe so.
No
Let
homer?
Let me okay. check the mobile app.
Yeah, if he hasn't gone yard yet, then I do like that. Home
dudes,
crowd?
Dudes do. Let's see, stats. Yeah, home crowd no matter what, even if he has the visiting
that's
team.
That's true.
Ohtani is 1-for-4.
Oh, I like it even more.
I mean, you'd think that he'd go yammers in his hometown. 2-2 count.
Shohei Ohtani on the on-deck circle. Ohtani last year had 50 home runs, 50 stolen bases, first time ever in baseball. Ryan with the scores.
A little bit about the draft being important. And again, tournament coverage that we will get back into with your March Madness. But your tournament coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Cubs, Dodgers currently going on 3-1. Dodgers in the Tokyo Dome. Completely sold out. Completely madhouse. Baseball in Japan, big seller. It's like the NFL here. And Ohtani on the on-deck circle. Again, if you want a live bet, plus 1,100, I mean, why not? Would be awesome if it happened. Because he's one of those guys, again, he'll have to hit in the ninth inning as the the Dodgers just got struck out. So we could do it. We could have it.
It's tempting.
We got to make sure he's going to come out and bat. Which that's one thing I found about live betting. Tough. Because it's ahead. So, like, they know before you can see it to be really quick.
Yes.
But, no, I do think it is interesting with the draft this year with the Kansas City Chiefs. Because, I mean, two picks in the third round, it's like they have, like, a slew of picks, right? Three in the seventh, two in the third, one in the first, one in the second.
I believe.
What do we have, six, seven picks?
He's five picks in the first four rounds, right?
Yeah, and then the three in the seventh. So, there's eight.
Eight picks.
Eight total. And then obviously the one you get next year.
And you're hoping one of those seventh round picks is just a guy who makes the roster.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And in the first round, you're picking 31st.
Yep.
Because what is this, like the first year in like forever every team has a first round pick?
Did Bob say it was the first team ever?
First time.
I think, yeah, it's the first time ever.
Every team's had a first-round pick, 1 through 32,
mm-hmm.
for now. Tennessee's phone is just being waiting to be called, and nobody's called yet.
Or they called, and they just haven't.
Yeah, no one's like, yeah, no, we're good.
I think they're picking Cam Ward, man. I really do.
I don't hate it.
I don't either. I did before, but now I'm like, yeah, why not? I'm kind of changing my strategy with drafting.
Not Shador, not Cam, well, not just Jackson. Like, those are the three, right?
Those
Dart,
for
Ward,
sure.
Shador.
I'm kind of changing my draft. Just like, no pun intended, but throw more darts at the board. Like, mm-hmm. just the chances you get, if you've got a top five pick and you need a quarterback, at this point, we're not good at this. We're probably shooting below 50% mm-hmm. hit rate on these guys. If you get your shot, you better take it, man.
I'm also still in the same boat as these guys don't have to necessarily start this year.
Yes, exactly.
If they're not, you know, blowing you away with what they've shown so far in college. I know Cam Ward played at Miami where everything was hectic, right? And now that loser, Carson Beck, will be their quarterback.
Loser, man.
Guy lost a Lamborghini and one of the hottest girls in his life because he just couldn't put his phone away.
Crazy, dude.
Shout out Hannah Cavender. If you ever come to Kansas City, let us know.
How you doing?
What's their rank in the women's tournament? What question? Random.
Okay, I'm excited.
You're single. Miami plays at T-Mobile for hosting the women's tournament. Would you go just to strictly watch the Cavender twins?
Probably not.
No?
No. If you were like, let's do it, I'd be like, all right, bet.
Yeah.
I'd dress nice. Chain.
I'd have a sign.
You'd have a sign?
Mm-hmm.
With which one's name?
Haley, both? I deleted my Snapchat for you.
Yes, that's it. Yes.
Seriously? Haley, I don't have Snapchat anymore. Let's talk. Carson Beck is a loser.
And ugly.
Yeah. He never realized what he had. Flip the sign.
Flip the sign.
Tell it's gone. It's, over and over again. Let's talk about it.
It's a big sign.
Big sign.
Lots of stuff.
Large
happening.
Font.
Large font.
It's almost like those card readers on the
show. Yeah,
shows,
I'm handing you different, you know, cards. Yeah.
Haley, it's fine. Your sister probably would like me. She said that in her IG video, sisters have a gut feeling who a good guy is.
You've got people behind you. Hey, bro, I can't see the game, dude. She's not even looking over at your sign.
My gummies aren't like Carson's. His are clearly obviously on his face. Mine are in the garage. And they'll make you laugh. No, I don't know. I don't know where they are selected. If they even made the women's tournament, I assume they did. But again, I don't know. You know what happens when you assume. But one thing I can assume is that Kirk Cousins has made a ton of money as we dive into what we like to call Wednesday around this time, around the 7:20 hour, is one word. 913-586-7965. Feel free to chime in. Mac, let's kick these things off with one word.
Let's do it. One word. So you mentioned Kirk Cousins. He is the cash king. He has now made more money in his career than Tom Brady. Tom Brady playing over 20 years. Kirk Cousins, I believe, just over a dozen years as I pull up the exact stat. But one word for Kirk Cousins making more money than Tom Brady. Right now, Kirk Cousins, $331.6 million earned on 14 seasons. Tom Brady, $332 in 23 seasons. So Kirk Cousins just $0.4 million less in 9 seasons less.
Yeah, for me, it's tough because you have to, like, look at the career. Obviously, mm-hmm. like, Kirk Cousins has, what, one playoff win, but he's made almost a half a bill, if not more than that. What'd you say it was, like, 399 or something like that? Or
yeah, Kirk, 331. Tom Brady, 332.
Yeah, so I mean, like, again, Kirk Cousins is making all of his money now. I don't think he has a life outside of playing. I just don't think he has that it factor. I think maybe they give him a run on, like, you know, Fox or something where they're like, all right, let's go to Kirk Cousins. But, like, it doesn't seem like he wants to do that. Seems like a really big family man, so he's getting all his money now. He is the all-time, you know, flex, you know, or the, what does Carrington call it, the all-time finesse? He has Kirk Cousins Atlanta and Kirk Cousins Minnesota, right? Like, the opposite way, like, that Chase Daniel did it. Chase Daniel was like, you know what? I'm a backup. I get it, but I'm going to make my money. But Daniel also had a career outside of it. Obviously he's on FS1, does that show with all those other people from time to time. Yeah, plus he has the Diana Rossini show with him and Diana.
Yes.
Decent content. Yeah. I like it. But like Kirk Cousins, dude, one word to describe that, finesse, right? Carrington nailed it from way back in the day. He has finessed the league. He has given you enough, but not enough. He gives you the hope that this guy can get you there, but once he gets you there, falls flat, right? One playoff win, tons of money, living the hope and belief of this system that works with Kirk Cousins, and then it just fades away. So he has finessed, like Carrington, I give him credit, has done his entire career to make $300+ million as a quarterback in the league. Good for him.
Yeah, absolutely good for him. My word would be Coles. A lot of Coles cash for the Kirkster. So, yeah, man, you know, this is just going to happen more and more. Kirk Cousins is the name that we're going to associate with this sort of thing for now. There will be a new name in a couple of years, right? The salary cap goes up. These guys get higher paid contracts. Tom Brady, you're doing fine financially. One word sticking in the NFL here. Yesterday, well, really Sunday night into Monday, we got the news on the Cincinnati Bengals locking up T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. One word on that.
Offensive. I think it's hilarious that all the memes are in there with, you know, who's going to play defense? Who's going to do this? I would say it was crucial, offensive, generational, dumbfounded. There's a lot of one words to describe those moves because, again, like last year, the problem was your defense. Now, again, you have Ja'Marr Chase, generational talent, fantastic wide receiver. Chances are he's not going to have a triple crown year again, right? And the other thing that I will say is a lot of people, you know, those numbers, maybe, I don't know, what do you say, Mac? Two or three games, maybe those are garbage time numbers where they're down by, you know, 21 points because their defense couldn't hold anybody.
For Ja'Marr,
And they got to go and they just, for sure. You know, but again, good for him.
That's no doubt.
We all knew he was going to get paid. I thought it'd be the smarter move to trade Ja'Marr Chase and save that money to go build a defense, keep T. Higgins, who you think is a top 20 wide receiver. Ja'Marr Chase, obviously wide receiver number two, will probably be in the top three picks in fantasy football this year.
Absolutely.
I would assume it'll be him, Justin Jefferson, and Saquon. Those would probably be my top three picks in fantasy football this year. Offensive, bold. I will say that. That's probably my main word that I come through after rambling about the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah. It's a bold move for one word. For the Cincinnati Bengals and their signings with Higgins and Chase. Great guys. Of course, you want to bring everybody back. We've all ran franchise in Madden. We've done dynasty modes. Sometimes you can't do what you want to do because of the cost. Cincinnati has got to nail it. You talk about Brett Veach nailing the draft. Cincinnati's got to nail this draft. Big time defensively.
They have put themselves in a situation where, every year, not just this year, every year, they're going to have to add multiple starters on defense. And they haven't really, I think, the smallest scouting department in the NFL. So it's not something that they've really strived in as far as scouting guys and getting good talent. Their drafts haven't been good. My one word would be Super Bowl.
Isn't that two?
Actually, I do think it's one. I don't know. Either way, hyphen, Super Bowl. If you want to make it one word, Burrow.
Mm.
You're all in now. We gave you everything. I don't want to hear anything about the defense this season because you wanted this. You wanted Higgins and Chase here. They actually had you.
And you got to stay healthy.
And you got to stay healthy.
Seems every other year.
It has been every other season. I mean, even this season, he was healthy. He played. It was an incredible career year, but we heard about it. Oh, can he pick up a water bottle? I was a guy thinking, I don't know if his elbow is going to be okay. Prove me wrong, but let's see. Again, 2 years in a row, consistency. And I don't want to hear about your defense. This is, you made your bed, man. Let's go. Lay in it. Get a Super Bowl. Make a run. Mm. You need to do something here because that one Super Bowl run is going to erode its quality more and more as the years go. One word on Jameis Winston visiting our boy Bob, visiting Bob's Giants.
Perfect. You know why it's perfect? Many reasons. I'll give you three. New York, Jameis Winston, NFC. I can sit back and enjoy him torching teams. By the way, I'm pretty sure the Chiefs play the Giants this year as they play the NFC East. Philadelphia, Dallas, Washington, Giants. We would get a Jameis Winston reunion.
Yes.
That's a win. You know it's a win.
Huge win.
You're not losing to Jameis. You didn't lose to Jameis last year. You left Mahomes in too long. That was a weird one. But like Jameis Winston, New York is perfect. It's Winston. It's wins perfect, right? Like it's great. Jameis in New York is what we need for the Giants. You go out, you get Malik Nabers. If Malik Nabers gets Jameis Winston, you better believe Malik Nabers should go in the first round in a fantasy draft.
100%.
You've got that 10th, 11th pick, and you're getting in a snake draft. You're going to pick like in the second round, first or third or whatever. You take Malik Nabers. You know why? That cat daddy's going to get 15 targets a game.
Get fed, baby.
And if he is that dog, he's going to take 10 to 15 targets and turn into 100+ a game. Because you know one thing Jameis does? He's a gunslinger. He's a gambler. Mm-hmm. He doesn't give a rip what you think. He's going to throw the ball. He's going to throw four touchdowns, four interceptions for 400 yards. Perfect in New York. I love Jameis Winston for the Giants love because Jameis. All those fans, they're like, what are we going to do without Daniel Jones? You got a slight upgrade. You went from the C deck to the B deck, but you're just barely on the B deck with Jameis Winston.
Story, yeah, fantastic. Just inject it into my veins, not one word, but just this is what I want. I want Jameis Winston on the New York Giants. Aaron Rodgers, a rookie, whatever. Like, none of that's going to be fun. I want to see Malik Nabers in space. I want to see him be productive. And Jameis Winston, will he win them games? No, not really.
Shohei Ohtani's up. I bet $5 I'm going to hit a home run at plus 900.
Okay, here
we go. Five to win 50.
Love it.
0-1, it's a 1-1 count for Shohei Ohtani. Stick this one deep.
Pitches in the dirt as he eyes it.
Somebody says on the text line, I didn't know who the Cavender twins were, but I do now. Holy smokes. You made my 32nd birthday that much better. Hey, Don.
Happy birthday, 913.
Yes.
My fiance texted me, you better not, about 9 minutes ago. I'm pretty sure that's in reference to us going to the game. So.
But I had mentioned if you were not.
Exactly, yeah.
Plus, you want to just see some competitive basketball.
Yeah, I tell you, come on. This is a sports trip,
babe. I go to
babe.
Twin Peaks for the views.
Exactly.
The food's great.
Strictly business.
Service is a plus. It's a business lunch.
All right, one word on, you sent me this audio yesterday, and I was like, whoa. And maybe I already gave away my one word, but Justin Reed, man, I'll just let you tell him.
Base hit, Shohei Ohtani.
Base hit?
Not home run.
Yeah, dang. Was that a double? Double there for, yep, Shohei. Okay, this is Justin Reed on your girl's show, Kay Adams, yesterday. Let's listen.
I was watching your press conference this morning, and you said Saints, even though you didn't meet with them, the Titans and the Eagles. If those were teams that you liked, that you were talking to, whatever. Justin, when I saw the CJGJ trade, I thought it was a wrap. I'm like, there's Justin Reed. He's heading to Philly. Yeah. We were trending on Twitter. Yeah. I literally was like I was golfing or something. I was like, no, it's all done. How close were you to that, which would have been
pretty
crazy.
Close, actually.
Really?
Pretty close, just because me and the defensive back coach there have a really good relationship. The defensive system was the same defensive system that I ran at Stanford. So that whole Vic Fangio system, I know it pretty well. And the conversations were pretty intense. The only drawback was they were just so limited in cap space that we couldn't make a deal that made sense. But the situation, the conversation was happening.
You could have gone there and switched sides and tried to repeat a Super Bowl berth with them. That would have been crazy. Chiefs fans would have lost their mind.
Yeah, well, I still believe we can still get that done in New Orleans.
We're going to stop it there because that's actually that. Ridiculous. But
one word describing Justin Reed potentially joining Philadelphia, Vic Fangio, defensive backs coach, saddening. You don't want to see your guys go to the enemy. I mean, whatever. Justin Reed, go get your money. Great guy. Fan of the show. Great interview not too long ago here on the show. Saddening, but I mean, welcome to the NFL. Again, it's a business, right? If Trent McDuffie doesn't get the big contract from the organization, it's business, man. At the end of the day, it's a tough business that it is. So, I mean, saddening to see him go to Philadelphia because Philadelphia does play in Kansas City this year.
Yeah.
See them introduced and see Justin Reed in the Kelly green,
damn,
which obviously they'd probably be in white if they came to Kansas City, but it would just be tough, you know, go to New Orleans and do what Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers should do in Minnesota. Go do what Tyrann Mathieu, Dan Sorensen, Willie Gay, Colin Saunders all do. Just go to the NFC South, live out your dream in your hometown and get paid. But saddening if you would have gone to the Eagles.
Yeah, hurtful for sure. Yeah, I told him over the phone real quick before that interview, just, hey, man, you're one of my favorite Chiefs ever, because he really is. There's something about undersized, hard-hitting, full-of-heart safeties that put it all on the line. Justin Reed is that. He's a leader. He's a vocal guy. I've loved watching him play. That would have hurt. That would have sucked seeing him play for a successful defense, and he would have been great there. So I couldn't have dogged his decision in any way, but we're almost done with the NFL. We're going to college basketball. But before we do, Dusty, I have to ask you, this picture went viral Saturday night. I was in side pockets showing all my friends because this is just unbelievable. One word, if you haven't seen it, please, once you're done driving or in a safe spot, please go look up the picture that Bill Belichick's girlfriend posted over the weekend on Instagram. One word for this, they're on the beach. She is flying on his feet. It's like you're a five-year-old and your dad's lifting you up on his legs, you know, and you're getting to fly. One word, man.
I have two one words. One, impressive. I mean, 7-year-old Bill Belichick,
yeah, dude,
squatting up that lady on his feet, not yeah. even using the hands,
no,
just
no
in
hands.
The sand, on the back, in the missionary position, letting her fly.
Yes.
And then living, L-I-V-I-N, living, baby.
Living, baby.
Because, I mean, literally, I'm 37, doubt I could pull that off. Bill Belichick, hairy-ass legs.
Yeah, dude.
Wobbling, I'm sure. Pasty. They got the steel shot. Laying on his back, assuming the position, and just got her in the free-falling position that is his yes. lovely life. L-I-V-I-N, living, baby.
Yeah, winning. Bill B just winning right now. Gotta love it for him and his, I believe, 25-year-old girlfriend there. Okay, it's basketball time. You know what it is. It's March. One word on, we talked about the one seeds, maybe getting some more dictating power over kind of what they do. One word on the one seed not getting any say in who they play.
Normal.
Okay.
Right. Yep. They already try to like buttercup it where they're like, hey, you're in the East region. You're the one seed. You're the one overall seed. You're going to play gotcha. Over here. The top two seeds normally get some good benefits. Because what is it? Florida's the number one in the West. Duke's yep. number one in the East. Auburn's the number one in the South. And then the Midwest is Houston. So the top three seeds, I mean, essentially, whatever. Florida's not on the West Coast, but they're the fourth number one overall seed. They should still have an easy side of the bracket because of where they rank in the season. But normal.
Yeah.
I mean, college basketball is already jacked up anyway. You got the president of the committee is from North Carolina's AD. He gets to decide. Can't be in the room. Hell, so man. It's normal. It's always going to be lost. It's always going to be outdated. Yep. You know, so whatever one word you want to say, I would just say normal.
Yeah, tradition. Yeah, I'm fine with that. MU, I haven't checked this morning, so there could be a new status coming out about Mark Mitchell, but I know he has been injured and people have been talking about
you know, his he's a local kid, right?
Status, yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that. People have been questioning his status for the tournament. One word on Missouri being without, if they were without Mark Mitchell.
Grill. Last two games, yeah. maybe last three games, not been the Caleb Grill that he's been. Go be fast. Go let Caleb Grill, the 29-year-old senior veteran from Wichita, where they're playing, home court advantage for him. I know he's not 29, but I think he's 25. Transfer student throughout. Go lean on Grill. Go lean on Tamar Bates. Lean on your veterans. I know that, you know, that Mitchell won't maybe be there. You played pretty aggressively against Florida.
They
you
did.
Gave Florida their best game in that SEC tournament. Mitchell wasn't around. Now, you've got Cruz, who can be a wild card. You've got Bates. You've got Grill. Go be those guys that got you here the entire year. Have Caleb Grill. Hopefully, this is where we can see it, right? Three-point shooters can get electric.
Mm.
Playing at home, Caleb Grill against a team like Drake, who plays in the Missouri Valley Conference, not very far from home as well. Here we go. Lean on your three-point shooter. Get out to a big lead. Lean on Grill, and you trust. So Grill would be my one word.
Love it.
Grill him.
Grill him. One word on go over to KU, Hunter Dickinson in the tournament. Also the latest on Mark Mitchell from John Rothstein.
Mm.
Is expected to be available.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Which is good.
Yeah. One word to describe KU's Hunter Dickinson?
In the tournament, specifically.
I don't know, man. Enigma.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
Is he going to be that guy?
Yeah.
Is he going to be the 30 and 10? Mm-hmm. Is he going to be the, you know, because he's a double-double lord. The guy will go out there and get you 20 and 10, but is 20 and 10 enough in the tournament for Hunter Dickinson? Does it need to be 28 and 12? Does it need to be, you know, 31 and 14? Because you get your offense fluid around him and he can be consistent, make those two-footers that he seems to miss, hit those dunks, actually not do weird passes behind your head. Because then if you can start to funnel the defense in there, that gives Zeke Mayo some more space, and Zeke Mayo can then maybe get his game going like it was in that Big 12 tournament at the T-Mobile Center, where at one point he was 10 of 16 from the arc. Get Zeke Mayo going. Let your boy out there. Why am I drawing a blank on his name? The point guard. I'm drawing a name on a blank on his name.
Oh, damn it.
I don't know why I'm drawing a blank. He's been there for 6 years. But have Dickinson foil everything in the middle. Be the guy that they have to fear, they have to crash in on. Zeke Mayo and other guys can get, Dwan Harris, yep. they can get more dictating outside of the arc and maybe get a little bit more points. At one point, they were the number one team in the country. That's still the same team together that was at one point ranked number one. You're now in the tournament. You're where Bill Self thrives. Dickinson, prove it. He is an enigma right now, though.
I like the word from the 6-2-0 there. Vital. He is extremely vital for them. They're got to be their best player on both sides of the ball. And real quick, before we get out of here, we'll talk about Cags at 8 o'clock. We'll talk about the Royals and some baseball. But we got the news yesterday. Cags to the minors. One word.
Expected.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
We knew it was coming. We had high hopes. But he's in Double A. Just ball out. Give them no excuse. That's where you're at. The guy's polished media-wise. You know, he had a thing that came out yesterday they wrote about. And he said, had a great time, put together a good spring, got to meet these guys that are pros, be around them, pick up some knowledge. Great response. Very well-polished kid. Vern's told us that. Yeah. Go right through Double A, get right into Triple A, get to Omaha, get through Northwest Arkansas, get right into Omaha, and then really keep picking it up. Don't fall back. Don't give them any reason to be like, see, that's why he's down here. Give them reason to be like, damn, MJ's won for his first 26 in the big leagues.
Okay. Meanwhile, Cags is raking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say temporary.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Spring training coverage on 96.5 The Fan brought to you by Park & Go, KC's premier airport parking destination. It is a Tuesday. Bob is not here, so we get to our threesome Tuesday led by one engaged, Mac Morey, on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Willing to make a bet with the 816. Maybe I'm in the minority here.
Tell me.
From the 816, MJ Melendez, breakout season, period. Whoa. Count on it, period.
He's booking it. All righty.
I'm from the show me state. Prove it. Show me. I've been waiting. But Dusty, he hit 40 home runs in AAA. Okay.
Did you see he changed his kick step? He's got a new batting stance.
Yeah, his knee hitches higher. It's a higher knee kick. And maybe I'm being wrong. Because I always tell people, give your guys a chance in your hometown. How many chances do you get? Dusty, you're biased. You think he's blocking Caglione's way. Damn right. I mean, I'm dead serious. I got to figure out where to get the Bowman packs. I want to pull that Caglione signed rookie. I'm going to go buy a whole box full. Ooh. Start ripping packs. Tell me where I can find them. Tell me where I can pay for them. $125 for a box of cards where I might have a chance to pull a Caglione sign. Tell me where to go. I want to do it. The rush. I started at a young age. Shout out Blue Springs, A to Z Comics, 40 Highway, still there.
Still there? Nice.
My dad would drop me off. This is a true story. 12 years old, collecting Pokemon cards. Not to play. I still could not tell you any of the rules or how to even play the game. I would go up there with my allowance money, buy a pack of Pokemon cards, rip them open. If I got a holographic one, you better believe the guy working behind the counter, if they're serious, I would sell him the holographic card.
Oh, really?
And then I would use that money to buy more packs. And I would rip until I couldn't. Hopefully to keep pulling hologram cards. Pulled the Charizard. I don't know if it was level one, but I did have a Charizard hologram pack or hologram card on my life. Used to have a little binder with little slits in there. You know,
you put them all in there. You were in.
Selling them to a kid in my neighborhood once I turned the age of 15. Whole binder. Had like every evolutional stage.
Damn.
Straight up. Kid's name was Tanner. Can't make that up. Lived in the cul-de-sac across the street.
Tanner's lucky.
$500 I should have sold for. Sold for a $100 bill. Whole binder. Didn't know at the time.
Oh, yeah. That'd be
15 years old, $100 is like $100 grand for like us today. Here's $1,000. Yeah. All right.
Sweet.
These cards are for nerds. Little did I know.
Nerds make money.
So yeah, I would go to A to Z Comics. I would take my allowance money. So I'd take like $10 I'd saved up. Packs back then were like, I think like $3. I'd buy three packs. One, two, three. Don't need the energy. Don't need this. Don't need this. Don't need this. Yeah. Got, oh, hologram Blastoise. Hey, I'll buy that for you right now for $25. Boom. Here you go. Let's go again. Rip, 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 rip. Some days it was quick. It was essentially my casino.
Yeah, this is your.
It was essentially my blackjack.
This is your gambling at a young age. You're getting your fix.
Right. And don't forget, Friday, March 28th at Hollywood Casino. We'll all be there. So will Kyle Isbell. So will Michael Massey. So will Josh Ferner. Royals Roundtable. Live action, as the Turtle Man once said. Michael Massey, Kyle Isbell. Roundtable for the first 30 minutes. Q&A later on. Mm. We'll all be there as your hosts of this at Hollywood Casino. So make sure you check that out Friday, 6 o'clock. March 28th.
But yeah, exciting. Round table, yeah. Blackjack table.
We get into what normally Bob has on Tuesday, which is Sex Tuesday. Sex I'm just going to say what it is. Every Tuesday, the guy gets laid. It is what it is. Sorry for those listening. I got that image in their head. But he's not here. Single guy here, single guy gold. You're engaged. I assume Tuesdays you can take one for the team. Good luck explaining that rule to your fiance. Hey, Bob's out.
Bob's not in town, so
there's
rule.
A part of the show. Got to get it on. And we do this in baseball season, the Tuesday threesome.
Tuesday threesome. Just started this every day or every Tuesday at 7:45. So I'm just going to give you, like Bob does, three random things. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk them out, and we're going to decide which one.
No idea what they are.
Okay. Hershey bar with nuts. Justin Timberlake. Wireless.
Without nuts.
Without nuts.
Because we've seen his.
Oh, yeah. Lack thereof. Guy. Wireless charger.
I don't even know what to do here. I really have no idea what this bit is.
I don't either. 913-586-7965. Tell me, between those three, wireless charger, Justin Timberlake, Hershey bar with nuts.
First off, diabolical Hershey bar with nuts.
Yeah, I'm out.
Why are you getting almonds in that?
Ugh.
It's good the way it is. It's milk chocolate.
Well, your boy does like some almonds.
But by themselves.
Yes.
But like with, you know, me sweet and salty ain't happening, Daddy.
No, you're not in.
Mm-mm. I'd rather have sweet and spicy. Hot honey on a pizza. That's my lane.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Chocolate-covered pretzels, I don't want anything to do with it.
Damn.
But Nashville hot chicken salad, throw a little Ooh. Pineapple in there as well, Ooh. A little citrus.
Where is this at?
The Nashville hot chicken salad?
Yeah.
Third Street Social.
Bet.
Fantastic.
I was going to say, that sounds incredible.
Fantastic. Strips tossed in Nashville hot sauce, thrown over a bed of greens, little ranchero blue cheese crumble, hanging through.
Smash.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So the Hershey bar with nuts or almonds, whatever, because that was always the last candy bar chosen when the kids sold candy bars for baseball teams,
like Halloween,
or fundraisers.
Yeah.
It was always the caramel one, the crunch one, and then he's like, well, all I got left is almond. No one wants peanuts in their chocolate. Wireless charger, I have no idea what I'm supposed to talk about there. I still love the plug into the wall in the cord. I just feel like it works better. Like, I have the Amazon thing that has, like, your watch charger, your phone charger, yes. and your AirPods.
Yes.
Sucks.
It doesn't work, right?
It works, but it's not, like, great.
Yeah.
And, like, one little nudge might knock it off.
Exactly.
Just stick to the wall charger. But, again, all these cell phone companies like to change out the port. So you have to buy a different block. You have to buy a different... And everybody, every BP, Shell, Quick Trip, they got a charger for you.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
What do you need?
So, I mean, the wireless charger, undefeated, I guess is what I would say for that one, right? Not using one word, but it's just... It's everywhere. How many people, Carrington included, hey, man, you got a charger? Can I use your charger real quick? It's always, never wireless. Should True. Be. Should just be able to have like a little pod that you just carry
little
around
thing
with you
plug
and
in.
Set
yes.
it down. But then you got to charge it. How do you charge it? Not with a wireless charger.
Yeah, got to have a wire.
Fake. Facade.
Fake. Facade.
Not true.
They finessed us.
Correct.
They finessed us.
They gave
us.
You the word wireless. Like the only thing that's been really... I guess the only thing I would say that's evidently awesome that's wireless are headphones and game controllers.
Yeah, Bluetooth. Yeah.
Like, PlayStation going wireless was a complete game changer because you'd have to sit so close.
Right
you
next
could
to
actually,
your TV.
No.
Yeah, straighten your back.
Headphones
sit in your
that
chair.
Are wireless are fantastic.
So good.
Like Dre Beats, those type of things, the Bose headphones, those type of headphones that are wireless. AirPods, fantastic. I know everybody's a huge AirPod fan, but the wireless of the headphones is great because then you don't get, you know, the yank.
Oh yeah, Timberlake. You know, he probably switched to wireless in-ears at some point.
I don't really
point.
Know what he's doing on this list. I don't know where he came from.
I don't know why he popped
I know
up
that,
in my head.
I know that Miss Spears has been doing her dances to his music.
Oh.
She okay?
No.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah.
We need
that's a no.
We need a wellness check on Miss Spears.
Yeah.
You saw her most recent dance.
No.
I mean, damn near naked.
Well, that's like
and then
everyone.
Just at the very end, flipped the camera off and stuck the tongue out. I pray for Miss Spears.
Yeah, she used to be.
I mean, you don't think she still is?
No.
Okay. I mean, she's gone through some stuff, but I mean, she's just out here dancing with a kitchen knife.
Yes.
She's doing like Pilates Swinging near a fireplace, it. Listening to Timberlake.
JT's got to be like, meh, I'm good.
Still one of the best halftime performances belongs to Justin Timberlake. We saw some Knipple.
Yeah, we did see some Knipple.
Mm-hmm. He said it wasn't supposed to come off. Then why was there tape on it? Super Bowl halftime show. One of the best. I think the line he gave was, I'm going to have you naked by the end of the song. Boom, came out Miss Janet. With like a asterisk over the place.
That was like the biggest story in the world.
Oh.
For like a week.
It was, I had that framed in my head for like 3 weeks. Like, it was so quick that everybody's reaction was frozen. Like, you couldn't be the dad that covered the eyes.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh.
It's like, whoa, this is happening.
And then that like created delays. Like, okay, now from what, you know, we can't go fully live.
Yep.
Thanks, Janet.
Or Justin.
I mean, he just, yeah. They knew what they were doing. But I don't know, Justin Timberlake.
The 816. I can fix her. Talking about Britney Spears.
I don't know, man. Good luck. She might be too far gone.
Yeah, good luck on that.
I mean, you could watch the videos. Like, she's dancing, I mean, half naked.
Mm.
And just distraught.
Nothing in the eyes.
Birthday party after she got divorced. Six dudes in the bed shirtless.
No.
You didn't see that? She celebrated like her, what would have been like her 40th birthday? Something like that. After the, or no, it was like a divorce party.
Yo. Wow. Oh. I've seen the kitchen knife stuff, though.
Yeah. Kitchen knife thing's weird. That is the Random Tuesday Threesome created by one Robert Fesco. Tournament coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views, Caglione, To the Miners, and Bobby Witt Jr. is the second best player because, of course, it makes sense. And I'll tell you why here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.